You're listening to the Laundry Room Diaries. I'm your host, Angela McKay. I'm a busy mom of seven and a self-made CEO. But friend, that's not how my story started. In fact, 14 years ago, I found myself ugly crying over a basket of missing socks, wondering what was missing in my life. Maybe you can relate. The mom guilt. Wanting to be a mom, but yet needing something for yourself. This podcast is designed for you. Learn how to crush the mom guilt, dance through life messes, kick perfection out the door, and live unapologetically. I'm going to teach you exactly what I did and how I changed my life so that I can have the best of both worlds. And I'm going to show you how right now. Let's go. Like when I close my eyes and don't even care if anyone sees me dance. Like I can't fly and I don't even think I'm touching the ground, yeah. Like a heartbeat skip, like an open page, like a one-way trip on an aeroplane. It's the way that I feel when I'm with you. Brand new. Hey guys, welcome back to the Laundry Room Diaries podcast. I'm Angela McKay, your host, and today mom bosses and network marketers, we're diving into essential strategy to craft the brand statement that's tailored for you. Now, I know we've been talking about branding over the last few episodes, and this is something that I'm so passionate about because it's what sets you apart from the crowd. And I know as an entrepreneur, as we're looking for those next buyers, those next team members, if you're a network marketer, your brand is an attraction magnet and a necessary tool for success. So let's kick this off. As busy moms and savvy entrepreneurs, it's crucial that we infuse a brand statement with a belief or why statement. Now, I love this because we're just not selling products. And in fact, we want to make a difference and we want to connect with our audience on that personal level. And when we use things like the I believe or we believe statements, we're really essentially establishing that emotional connection that draws that person in that says, yes, me too. I want what you have and I see it. Now, I know it can feel a little overwhelming, but trust me, you've got this. And, you know, following this formula that I'm going to provide for you today, it's going to help shape your statement into something that truly reflects your brand identity. And I don't want you to worry if it feels a little bit lengthy at first. We'll refine it later. And in fact, I have a program that helps you get from A to Z in all your branding needs. Now, speaking about refinement, let's talk about editing down your statement. Now, what's more important is knowing that the words that you choose really connect an emotion. As you hear me talk about this topic today, emotion is the underlying key. We talked last episode about social selling or sales selling. Instead of pitching and pushing, we draw people in with that emotional connection. And your brand statement's going to do exactly the same thing. By choosing a few curated words to really connect with your future customer or your future team member or business partner, you're going to get on the same wavelength and you're going to get that yes that you want to hear in your business. And what I love about that is it's simple. It's really a key statement that makes you memorable and your offer powerful. But you know, you're not alone. A lot of people start this process and they go, I feel so overwhelmed, Angela. I don't know where to begin with my branding. I thought it was just logos and colors. And all of a sudden, I'm having to create statements that connect, content that makes sense, that has meaning. And I feel like I can't do it alone. And before we go into the last part of this segment today, I want to take time to invite you to a very unique opportunity, something that I open up only once or twice a year, and it's my signature brand edit experience. This coaching cohort, and yes, 4-night, 5-day luxury brand edit retreat is for the entrepreneur who's ready to go all in. They're ready to go in and say, I'm owning my business. I want to build my personal brand. I want to stand out. I don't want to stress over social media and what to post. And in fact, I want to make connections and impact in my business. And if you're sitting here saying, what is all of that? I want to invite you to a special opportunity to take a deeper dive at my signature program. I want you to reach out to me at angelakmckay.com/contact and request a discovery call. I only choose a few people because of the amount of work we do one-on-one together and that experience that's attached in this program. But I want you to have the opportunity to see if this is what your next step in business is and if it makes sense. So again, go ahead and reach out to me, Angela McKay, at angelakmckay.com/contact and request a discovery call for the brand edit experience. Now, with all of that, I know you're writing that down because who doesn't want to go on a 4-night, 5-day luxury beach retreat that gives you content, gives you all the branding things that you need with photography, videography, training, you know, everything to kind of get your business plan solid and get your brand out there. But what I want to say with the strategy today and really making a brand statement is, friend, it's simple. It's simple. Don't overthink it. And in fact, it's within you. You are your brand. And what we're doing today is we're putting together a statement that's going to attract your perfect buyer, which is a mirror of who you are. And what I love about this is that this statement is really going to sit there and do a lot of the heavy lifting for people to raise their hand and say, I'm going to follow her on social media because her brand speaks to me. I'm going to buy from her because she represents what I feel too. Or I want to work with her because she is exactly where I was. And I see the success that she's demonstrating. And I believe I can have it too. The beautiful thing about brand statements and creating a statement that is, it isn't set in stone, but it is set in substance, is that it connects you and makes you stand out from the crowd. And when you're building a brand in your business, that's the goal, is to stand out. Whether you're in a network marketing opportunity where thousands of reps are sharing the same products and oftentimes the same company graphics and not standing out and wondering why they have crickets, or they're starting a small business and they want to have a brand and brand voice, but they feel overwhelmed and they don't know where to connect or who they're talking to. And we always know that we can't talk to just everyone and expect to get anything. We need to niche down and we need to get that brand statement right in place. And so what I've put together is a really cool tool for you. It's literally a brand statement worksheet. It's a free gift to you. Just drop it down in the show notes and grab that link. And it's going to walk you through step by step exactly what you need to do to build your brand. And the brand statement is really something that you're going to use oftentimes just in your social media content. It's going to start out with that emotional, you know, I do this because, or that emotional connection. It's going to really kind of be that belief statement that you have for whatever it is that you're representing. It's also going to point out some of the differentiations of you versus what your competitors offer. What makes you different? What makes them want to pick you as the person that they go to? And why do you do it? You know, what is your purpose? So often it's not just to make money. You're not just there to convert sales or grow teams and it's all about just the money. And if it is, that's probably where you're stuck right now. Your mindset needs to shift and it needs to go to servancy and serving others and helping others by making an impact, whether it's with as a product and a result, or it's a life-changing opportunity that you have in a business. And what I love about that is that mission statement that all big corporations have has to be a part of your business too. Even if you're just a business of one right now, you have to know what you believe, what makes you different, and more importantly, what is your mission? And so it can look like I'm on a mission to blank that blanks for, you know, whatever that person or personal prospect looks like. For me, I'm empowering women, especially moms just like me. I'm a mom of 7 and a self-made CEO And I built a multi-million dollar brand knowing who I was talking to and really reaching into that direction saying, I'm the one for you because this is what I do. This is what you're going to get. And they're going to see that same similarity in me and themselves. And they say, yes, I want to work with you. It's so powerful. And I love the fact that, you know, you can verse it a little bit. It doesn't have to be this tight little format like you see a lot of people coach and say. And when we work together one-on-one, I work on your communication style. I want you to feel authentic. I want you to feel natural. Oftentimes people, they don't end up sharing or selling or story sharing anything because they feel like I'm saying it because someone told me to say it this way, but it doesn't feel authentic. And the key to branding is authenticity. And that's one of the biggest parts of the workshop that I work through when we start working on your brand together is building that authentic voice. When you find yourself, and I always say it's kind of like taking this moment and really just loving on who you are, kind of discovering what makes you tick, what you offer, and what makes you special out there. And so I'm excited to hear and see some of your brand statements. Definitely reach out or tag me at Angela K. McKay and let me see what you do or shoot me a message and let me like take a peek at your brand statement. I would love to see some of the work that comes from this freebie that I'm dropping. But more importantly, if you're ready to go to the next level, if you're ready to stop feeling like you're struggling and you're on social media and you're just posting and nothing seems to be working the way you had hoped it would be, most likely your brand identity is a little foggy and we just need to clean things up so that you have a precise offer, a great statement, a brand identity, a niche market, and a plan and a roadmap with your business to get the job done. Guys, thank you so much again for today. And until next time, I want you to just keep working on yourself. And remember, it's okay. We kind of dance through the life messes together. And we want to just embrace that imperfect way of living your business and your life as a mom boss. Take care.